Blog Talk Radio.
He helped a lot of the poor. That was what he was best known for. And in San Francisco, a kitchen that helps the homeless that does not get any federal funds, unlike Glide and some of these other so-called nonprofits. St. Martin de Porres could use donations of food and cash to help homeless people. On this day also, we had Gustavus Adolphus, who was one of the last great Swedish kings. Sweden at one time around the 16th and 17th century was the premier military power in Northern Europe. They were fighting with the Russians, and Gustavus Adolphus was one of the two great Swedish kings, and there is a symphony by Hugo Alvin which memorializes Gustavus Adolphus. His successor was a king who fought against Peter the Great, the Russian, and Peter the Great defeated this king, and that was the end of Swedish domination of Northern Europe, and it occurred at the Battle of Poltava, and of course Tchaikovsky wrote a great piece of music about Charles the 13th. Charles the 13th may have been gay. Paradise Lost, John Milton was born on this day. Another Russian in 1842, a politician, Pyotr Kropotkin. The guy who wrote Uncle Remus, Joel Chandler Harris, his birthday. We had Hermione Gingo, remember her husky voice in Gigi. The great clown, Emmett Kelly. Margaret Hamilton, the woman who played the Wicked Witch in Wizard of Oz. Dalton Trumbo, born in 1905, did many screenplays. Great writer, but he was an unrepentant communist, and there's a movie out by him. We'll get into that later this week. Spartacus is one of the films that he did, and I think he also did Cleopatra, if I'm not mistaken. Douglas Fairbanks Jr., his father was Douglas Fairbanks Sr. of the silent films. Douglas Fairbanks Jr. served in World War II, as a lot of actors, David Niven, John Wayne, Ronald Reagan. 1911, William Broderick Crawford, he was known as Broderick Crawford, got an Academy Award for his portrayal of Huey Long They used the name Willie Stark, and they're afraid of being sued. And the film was All the King's Men, and I think we'll play a clip from some of Huey Long's stuff. He was opponent of Roosevelt, and he died young. Interesting guy. He wanted to share the wealth, and he got into a lot of problems with he was a Democrat, let's put it that way, and he set up a family that ruled Louisiana politics for a long time. His brother was Earl Long, and it was a film starring Paul Newman, who played Earl Long, who also liked to run around with a lot of loose women. Now, here's a Huey Long demographics speech.
The Democratic Party and the Republican Party were just like the old patent medicine drummer that used to come around our country. He had two bottles of medicine. He'd play a banjo and he'd sell two bottles of medicine. One of those bottles of medicine was called High Papa Laurel. And another one of those bottles of medicine was called Low Papa Harold. Finally, somebody around that said, is there any difference in these medicines? Oh, he said, considerable. They're both good, but they're different. He said, that High Papa Laurel is made from the bark off the tree that we take from the top down. And that Low Papa Hiram's made from the bark that we take from the root up. And the only difference that I have found between the Democratic leadership and the Republican leadership was that one of them was skinning from the ankle up and the other from the ear down when I got to Congress.
Now, here he is in his speech, Share the Wealth.
And the masses of America, 75 to 80 to 85% of the people, not only give up their property year after year, but they go further and further and further into economic slavery, to where the flesh and blood of the born and the unborn will never be able to raise the debt, let alone come back and rescue the properties that they've lost from these depressions.
The Republican and the Democratic parties have absolutely failed to help the farmers and the laboring class of the state. Therefore, I favor the Farmer Labor Party, and I'm doing all in my power to further its interests.
Listened to Huey Long this afternoon, and I'm in favor of the Share of the Wealth program, but I can't understand why it is that he doesn't support the bills that's now before Congress that would share the wealth.
Well, Huey Long didn't live very long. He was also a composer. He liked to show off. He liked to conduct the University of Louisiana a band on the football field. Quite a guy, amazing. One of those backwoods bayou politicians, very successful. And the Long family dynasty ruled Louisiana for the longest time. And his son was Russell Long, was a longtime powerful senator in the U.S. Congress. Now, Broderick Crawford also starred in the famous TV series California Highway Patrol, which lured a lot of people saw California, and I think that helped to lure people from the East Coast and other parts of the country to California. And, of course, later a program came during the 60s and 70s called Chips, which is very popular, starring Eric Estrada and the other other guy, Larry, I forget his last name, he died recently. Now, among the other interesting birthdays today, we have Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, one of the greatest German singers of opera, made many recordings, and her husband was one of the men who was one of the major executives of EMI, or what is known as Angel Records. She made many records. She was a young soprano during the time of Hitler's rise to power, and she stayed in Germany, and some people didn't forgive her for that. Many musicians, classic musicians, Ferd Langer, Nepa Bush, a lot of people, those, you know, that quality of musicianship stayed in Germany. And when the finally Ferd Langer had to flee across the mountains to Switzerland because the Gestapo was going to put him in the camps, but he refused. And a lot of musicians who conducted orchestras who may have been silent about Nazism, when the Nazis tried to get them to purge Jewish musicians from their orchestras, some of them wouldn't do it. We know him as Kirk Douglas, but he was born Isru Dembski, and he was also in the film Spartacus, which was written by Dalton Trumbo. Dina Merrill, famous actress, good-looking blonde, she's from the Meriwether Post family, the Post Crispies cereals, and I think she married an Australian actor. One of the great matadors, a lot of people don't like bullfighting, Luis Domingan, his birthday today. And Dick Van Patten, who had a TV show, later got into dog food, organic dog food, and it's pretty expensive. John Cassavetes, born on this day. He did a film called, I think it was called Alpha Dog, and it was quite a shocker. We'll get into that another day. And if you've seen the latest 007 films, a woman has taken over as M, and this is Dame Judi Dench. And also Beau Bridges, another actor born on this day. And then Donny Osmond of the Osmond Brothers, the Osmond family, the Mormon singers and entertainers from Utah. Among the deaths today, the fiancé, before he was president, James Buchanan, 15th president of the United States. And, of course, he never married he didn't marry. She was his fiancée. And when he became president, his vice president was a Southerner named Rufus Duvain King. And Andrew Jackson and others used to raise the issue about these two as being gay. And Andrew Jackson referred to James Buchanan as Miss Nancy. Rufus Duvain King had the shortest occupancy of the vice president office. He went to Cuba and caught, I think, tuberculosis and died after a month in office. And then the gay propagandists claimed that James Buchanan was our first gay president. They also claimed that Abraham Lincoln was gay because he shared a bed with his traveling partner, Speed, who was a lawyer, very good-looking man. They were in those days. We didn't have Motel 5 or Motel 6, and so a lot of people who were traveling to save money shared a bed. That didn't mean they shared one another's of sexual preferences, whatever that might be. Great actor and director, well, it was more director, The Oxbow Incident, William Wellman, he died on this day. Edith Stilwell, the poetess, she died on this day. Leon Jaworski, who was the Watergate prosecutor, which Hillary Clinton was a young lawyer and member of that committee, and she was fired for misconduct and duplicity. One of the thugs, political thugs in North Korea, Kim Il-sung, he died on this day. And a guy named Wrong Way Corrigan, he claimed he was flying to New York and he ended up in Ireland, and he was called Wrong Way Corrigan. He died on this day. And then we had among the events today, another guy who crowned himself before Napoleon in 1212, a guy named Frederick II crowned himself king. In 1793, Noah Webster, best known for the dictionary, started the first newspaper called American Minerva. I don't know how long it lasted. In 1851, the first YMCA in North America was set up in Montreal, Canada. And in 1854, Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote the poem The Charge of the Light Brigade, which had been made into a couple of films, one starring Errol Flynn, and the other, most recently, in color, starring Harry Andrews and Sir John Gielgud. Great film. Joseph Pulitzer, of whom the Pulitzer Prize is named after, he bought the St. Louis, Missouri Dispatch for $2,500. The Pulitzer Prize is not what it used to be, like the Nobel Prize. It's been politicized. Also on this day, and this is one of the reasons we have trouble in the Middle East, in 1917, Field Marshal Allenby, you can see him in the film Lawrence of Arabia, his troops captured Jerusalem, and of course that was part of Palestine at that time, and the British had their mandate there all along until 1947, I think. In 1931, after Alfonso the 13th abdicated as King of Spain, Spain was set up as a republic, and then the nationalists who opposed the communists, who were, quote, the Republicans, not the kind of Republicans we see here in America. There was a Spanish Civil War, the first modern Spanish use of tanks and airplanes. The Condor Legion, Hitler supplied air power to the Franco, and also Texaco supplied gasoline for Franco's tanks. Stalin supported the Republicans, or the communists, and the price he extracted was the Spanish gold, which was never returned to Spain. I think they're still fighting over that. 1958, they've been lambasted, and now a lot of the things that they were talking about in 1958, the John Birch Society was set up. And then in 1961, getting back to the Nazis, and it's very relevant today, 1961, Adolf Eichmann, who had fled to Argentina and was abducted by Mossad, brought to Israel to stand trial for his role in the extermination of Europe's Jews. I think his number is three man in the Gestapo. And he was convicted in an Israeli court and hanged. His ashes, his corpse was burned, and the ashes were spread over, I think, the Mediterranean. This is still very relevant today because on the History Channel, they've got Hunting Hitler, where they are now claiming, according to some recently released FBI documents, that Hitler did not die in a bunker in Berlin in April 1944, but instead fled, had an escape plan. He fled to South America and ended up in Argentina. Many of the Nazis were not apprehended after World War II, the Victory VE Day in Europe. Some of them went to the Middle East and worked for the Muslims. The Grand Mufti of Jerusalem supported the Nazis, and this is something that's not talked about today. And, of course, doctors in the extermination camps, like Dr. Mengele, fled through Argentina and ended up dying on a beach in Brazil. And some of the other Nazis went to Chile and Brazil and trained the fascist military and governments down there. Now, one among the little-known facts about Pearl Harbor is Admiral Kimmel was the other commander of the Navy at Pearl Harbor, and General Short was commander of the Army. Admiral Kimmel, husband E. Kimmel, that's an unusual first name. When we did the Californians Against Voter Fraud, we discovered that Kimmel had a relative. She was homeless, and she was using an Episcopal church to register to vote. And we brought this to her attention, and she canceled her registration. I don't know if she voted there, but a lot of these things happen. And of course, it's interesting that the Episcopal churches in San Francisco do not help the homeless. Now, there is an Episcopal sanctuary, which is a little different. It's not a church, but they got federal funds and government funds to supposedly house the homeless, and they bought a former gay bathhouse. I don't know if they cleaned it up. So that's what's happening there. Now, we'll be back now Friday. We have 10 earlier because of his schedule. Chicago, a longtime police reporter, he's going to be interviewed about the police controversy and scandals in Chicago. And we're going to discuss what happened in 1956, I think it was, Mayor Richard Daley, his first administration, where there was a major police scandal called the Summerdale scandal, and it had two California connections. We'll get into that. It's quite a bit of history, and that's how Richard Daley saved his political career. So we'll look at our usual politics and poker, and we'll be back Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, just a special program because this is so important. And, of course, what's not talked about, we keep hearing about the Santa Clara County Jail. Several county jails in California, Los Angeles, Sonoma County, San Francisco, Alameda, There have been allegations and accusations of abuse and even deaths and male rape and the ripping off of the food budgets of these various jails. Sheriffs have been there, like in San Francisco, for 30 years. This guy, Hennessy, is a walking justification for term limits. So we'll get into some of that on Friday, a special program, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll end with our usual politics and poker. Excuse me. And I'm just getting over my cold. Excuse me. So here we go with politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Pony, up to you.
Okay, Johnny, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the time?
I'm in.
So
yep.
I'll
be there in a few minutes.
Here goes.
All right.
Possible straight, possible flush.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
I suppose we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
We're going to end. This is Peter Paul Brazella. Good night, and we'll be back Friday, a special program, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and an interview with